All right. Call this meeting to order. It's the City of Unalaska Historic Preservation Commission regular meeting. It's Thursday, January 18th, 2024, even though it does say 23 on the agenda here. Can I please get a roll call?
Williams? Williams?
Here.
Swangle?
Here.
Marquez?
Here.
Bagley?
Here.
Hatfield?
Here.
And Homka is in the building. You have a quorum.
All right, thank you. We have the agenda here in front of us. Is there any additions or revisions to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, we'll consider the agenda adopted. There's no appearance requests. I don't think anybody's on the phone. Any announcements in the community or anything related to historical? Go ahead.
Museums reopened, so people can come in again. We're still on winter hours, Thursday through Sunday, 12 to 4.
Excellent. Thank you. Anybody got anything else? All right. So the minutes from the December 21st, 2023 meeting are here in the packet. Is there any corrections to the minutes?
I move to approve the minutes of the December 21, 2023 meeting.
Second. Okay, it's moved and seconded. All in favor of adopting the minutes, approving the minutes from the December 21st, 2023 meeting, indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. All right, none opposed. Minutes are adopted. Thank you. Item number one under public hearing this evening is a resolution 2024-01. Being that there is no one from the public to speak on this item, we're just going to jump right into the new business item as there is no old business. So again, item number one, our new business, resolution 2024-01, a resolution approving the Historic Preservation Commission 2023 annual report and filing the same with the Unalaska City Council. Can I get a motion and a second to adopt resolution 2024-01? It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. Any discussion?
All right. So, City Planning Historic Preservation Commission. What you have in front of you is our annual report to the City Council. This is your opportunity to go through the report, look and see if there's anything that is out of place, you have questions about, or if there is anything that you want to add, change, etc. I believe I got everybody's dates on the front page correct. Best I can tell. It's got a little complicated in there. As far as the meetings actions go, I took everything from there straight out of the minutes and the agendas. And we did have a record 5 meetings last year, so good job, everybody.
I'm glad to hear we're improving that. Commissioners, do you guys have any questions for staff? On page 9 here, the historic preservation goals for 2024, one of the line items there. Just continue working toward addressing the action items identified in the 2011 comp plan as they relate to historic preservation. Was there a bunch of items on there, or was that in here somewhere?
That is the set of details, which I can pull them up. I'm sorry, I wasn't really prepared for that question. But that is the set of details out of the comp plan that's preserve what we have. Have a sitting Historic Preservation Commission that's going to actively try to list things on the register and be engaged, educate the community, etc. I can pull up the comp plan if you'd like?
It's okay. I was curious if there was like really any specific items of like a, you know, a site or something that maybe we had, you know, it's gone all these years. I wasn't involved in 2011, so I was curious if there was some major, you know, historical sites or something that was targeted and we didn't know about. So. But yeah, if it's just kind of the same status quo, it's not a big deal. I was just curious what that looked like, but I think you kind of filled in there for me.
Yeah, I actually just pulled it up. It's basically what Thomas just described. It does also identify supporting, encouraging the repair of the Orthodox Cathedral, but that's the only, and working with the Museum of the Aleutians, but those are the only, you know, specific areas that it talks about.
Okay, thank you, which is great to hear because since then we have, the cathedral has had work done, so that's great to hear. All right, any other questions, commissioners, for the staff, or items related to this resolution? Honka?
Thank you. So real quick, this is our summary, correct, from the year, and these goals for 2024?
Correct, yes.
So, and Jenny, you can speak to this. I'm wondering if we need to start talking about the, is it the right word, the repatriation of Anungan materials and, there's everything, artifacts from all these other places. Because I can see this body might want to be a little more involved finally in something that is a real land-based project kind of thing that's coming. You want to take that up a little bit?
Yeah, and you probably know more about what might be coming, but we do have a lot of there's some human remains that are going to be repatriated, funerary objects that will probably come and stay at the museum and not be reburied. And we'll hold, may or may not stay at the museum, but they were going to come back to this community and be cared for long term. And and it's going to be quite a lot of stuff. So it's going to be, you know, really, really basically all of these people from 150 years, 200 years, coming out here, collecting things, all of these items are looking to be coming back to their homeland. And taking care of those objects is real important. Of course, it's central to, you know, the museum's mission. It's very important to the Unalashka Corporation and the Kawalangan Tribe and the other regional Native corporations and tribes. And it would be great if the city were an active partner in bringing those home and securing those in their homeland.
All right. Thank you for that. And that'll be great to see some of these artifacts as well as the remains to come home.
The word some is debatable. A lot.
Oh, really?
I mean, there's thousands, whether it be little things or there's, and I didn't think about this, I have pictures from when I was at the Smithsonian storage building that's 7 stories tall and it's just one of them. I mean, there's information there that I think really kind of changes what we know, the historical record for the folks that were out here. And one of the comments, and correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot more bow and arrow type hunting was here. And they pulled out, it was like you were at the Home Depot. They just pulled out these drawers of all these bows and all these arrows. And I'm like, and they're all little library things that these guys do. This was found here, this was found there. So we're talking an awful lot. I mean, if I just had to make a guess, just for some of the stuff there, I'd say we need a museum at least 3 times the size.
Wow.
That's not the 5 kayaks that were there that have the skins on them. I liked the one big box until I found out there's a giraffe in it. So there's a lot of other stuff that was stored there, too.
We're going to bring a giraffe home?
It's just amazing, the stuff that's there. Yeah, I don't know what the plan, but I mean, just even that, how to bring it home or store it. You could leave it there. You know, it's more about the who owns it, and they're willing to keep it in their, you know, in their storage area until we're ready. It's not like they're trying to get it back to us by 2027 or anything. But I think you have to have a pretty healthy discussion with the community about what exactly it is, because that's just there. We're not talking about the artifacts that are in New York, in Chicago, mm-hmm. all these various museums. Mm-hmm. It just seems like it was like a bunch of kids going on the beach, picking up stuff and taking it home.
Well, it definitely sounds like there's going to have to be a bigger conversation about what items we want to bring home sooner than later. Obviously, it sounds like, you know, remains of, you know, the ancestors would probably be laid to rest, I imagine, at the memorial site. But as far as like artifacts and things like this, yeah, what are we going to do? Build a bigger museum?
So for the human remains, those are automatically coming back to be repatriated, and that's kind of a like federal law to make sure that happens. Where they go is going to be, of course, up to whose remains they belong to. But there has been talk, and this is something another thing for the city to be a partner on, about creating some kind of place where you don't, so you're not necessarily burying everything underground. And this is a few individuals who have suggested this. But having something like a mausoleum, a building that you can go into where they are protected and respected and but also not buried. So which where that would go would be an interesting, it could be another kind of cemetery or memorial location, and again up to probably up to the OC and the tribe for the remains that come back here. But I know they just took back a bunch to Shimya and Attu. I think they buried them all in Shimya. So,
Bill, when you were there, was there any kind of these items on display, or were they just stored?
All the items that I saw were stored. But it's just, I honestly, forgive me, I would have thought of this sooner. I would, could have had Thomas put up pictures. I have lots of pictures. Some are just, I couldn't believe the things that were there, you know. and I was only there 2 hours. Some of them stayed for another 2 hours. My back couldn't take walking around there anymore and looking at all this stuff. But it was just intriguing. I think this little place out here, the guy from the Midwest, you wouldn't think that it would have all this stuff, you know? So it's going to be an issue in terms of funding, land use, where we're going to put a place. Is there the support for it? I mean, right now, they look at MOTA. MOTA gets a lot of funding from the city. You know, how that came to be, I don't know. It's great. But we're going through a lot of things that we're going to have to be looking for. So this is, with fishing industry decreasing and all the other economics, you know, I'm glad it's not something we need to do next year. But we have time to plan.
And that would be a long-term commitment of having more than one collections manager, having potential, with that many objects, you'd have to have, you know, three or four just dedicated to collections, plus everything else we do, so...
I think this is one of those things that it's fantastic that all those items are there and they're safe, but I think we definitely need to pick and choose our battles on where we're going to, if you know, if they're like, here's all your stuff, take it back, what are we going to do with it? So,
and it's possible that, as you were saying, that we can take, that the different corporations and tribes can take ownership of objects and leave on loan with the Smithsonian, and then that would allow them to bring back some, you know, that they wanted to display. Change that out. That would be a fun job for me to go back and forth.
Go ahead.
I know the tribe has been talking about getting a grant to trying to build a bigger museum, add on to the museum or whatever. So
I think it's going to be a definite partnership with tribe, OC, city, kind of, and corporations.
I wonder if there's any federal money available in some path that would maybe lead to, you know, OCR or the tribe being able to build their own structure or maybe add on to the museum by utilizing some federal funds. I don't know why. I mean, considering that all these items are in federal custody or you know, brought to this place, I almost feel like it's an opportunity for the government to... kind of give back or something. I don't know if there's any kind of
definitely through federal grants. There are probably other sources, and that would be you know, talking to our senators and representatives. But then there's also Rasmussen Foundation would help, state grants. So there's a lot of funding we can be looking for. This is something that's already been on the museum's radar as we are running out of room anyway. We have 30% storage left. So we're going to have to move, expand, and then there's also talk about moving it because of sea level rise and that risks to that, to those collections through the next 100 years.
Government should bring all that stuff back.
Anybody else have any questions or comments?
So along that thread, I have the document up and open. So if you guys want to give me an item or goal to actually, if you guys want to draft a goal to put in there, and then we can do an amendment and approval.
I don't know what that would look like, but maybe something about developing partnerships and looking into storage.
I think we would just put in there that, you know, here the Historic Commission would, I think, be consulted as part of the work the Trilateral is doing, because that's the very entity that's working together. That's why we were there. And that's one of the reasons we have the kind of people on this board. And we have Native representation. We have, you know, someone with a geology degree or history degree. What's your degree? I can't remember.
Archaeology.
One of those ologies. And then community people that really care. So it's a lot more to it. And it's going to be, it's going to be a lot of work. I mean, grants and everything aside, and I'm sure there's tribal grants. There's just where we are and how does it work? How sophisticated can it be out here? Because, you know, we got to watch what we do because we have to maintain it. So
that looks good to me. Looks like a pretty simple
on it. Work with the Trilateral group to assist and advise on repatriation efforts.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Look good?
Actually, I'm going to throw in historic artifact in there just to...
Not just historic, right?
Well, it's a repatriation effort, so that would include artifacts as well as remains.
Repatriation and material cultural heritage. Repatriation. I think repatriation is actually fine because that's going to include human and objects.
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah. So, that's good. All right. Anybody else? Comments? Questions? All right. All in favor of approving resolution 2024-01, you can indicate by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing that.
So we amended the language in the text from what was originally there for your resolution.
So as amended.
So this would be as amended.
Yep. Okay.
So we need a motion to amend, an amendment. Would have the second, and then...
Okay. We'll do this again. Can I get a motion a second to amend as it was, or as it's written now?
I move to accept the amended historic preservation goals for 2024.
And a second. It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. Any discussion on the amendment? Okay. Hearing none, all in favor of the amendment, indicate by saying aye.
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 Okay. Sorry, the amendment is accepted. Thank you. Okay, now one more time. Resolution 2024-01 as amended, all in approval, indicate by saying aye.
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 Thank you. Resolution is approved. Having worked through all the items on the agenda, is there anything else?
So I'm getting emails from Bill actively. So here's our...
Those are all arrows, and okay. Then there's some bows if you go to the next one. I wish I should have thought of sending this to you all sooner, but I'm going to think about it. I don't even know what number I'm on, 6 or 7.
Those are at level or the
actually,
throwing sticks, yeah.
Yeah, they're the throw. I forget.
Yeah, so it's like the maybe at level. Mm-hmm. And then harpoon
shafts. So these artifacts are from the region then, the whole area, or just from here?
How come they're turned sideways?
I think from the entire Aleutian region.
I didn't send them sideways. I don't know why they turn out sideways. I didn't open them Unless they're gone. I just sent you one that is, I'm sure it's one of Vicky's descendants, so when you get that one, put it up there. I'm sure of it. Anyway, there's just so many. I quit taking pics.
Wow.
And it's just like, are you kidding? And they're double ones, you know, not just single.
Wow. That's a pretty fancy frame that's sitting in there.
Right? Well, because they lift it up and
I mean, they spent...
They put it way up on top, like those
That's expensive. You're carrying the exact
same thing. Oh, my God. It's like a huge deal. I mean... I've never been to any of these things, you know, to me I'm just amazed. But
all right, well, I appreciate the pictures there, there's, Mr. Homka.
I'm sure, Vicky, do you know that person?
Wow, look at that.
That's, that head's an Olmec head.
That's from not from our Central region. America. And that's Plaster Paris, and it weighs thousands of pounds.
That's Plaster Paris.
It's a replica. It's a replica of the real one.
Oh, that's so amazing.
And I thought, that looks like Vicky. Where's her wig? That is it.
All right, we've worked through all the items on the agenda this evening.
All right, you got another
Without further ado, meeting adjourned, 6:26 p.m. Thank you, and stand by for our Planning Commission meeting. Okay, we'll call this meeting to order. This is the City of Unalaska Planning Commission regular meeting. I'm on the wrong page here. January 18th, 2024. It's 6:28 p.m. Can I get a roll call, please?
Williams?
Here.
Swangle?
Here.
Marquez?
Here.
Bagley?
Here.
Hatfield?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. All right. The minutes from...
Prior to minutes.
Sorry. We have to nominate chairman and vice chair. Can I get a nominations for chairman?
I nominate Travis Swingle.
I'll accept. Is there any other nominations for chair?
I second and close it.
Okay, all in favor of myself being chair again, indicate by saying aye.
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 Unanimous?
Unanimous.
And moving on to vice chair, you want to make a nomination for vice chair?
Yeah. I nominate Ian Bagley.
Second. Close nomination.
Do you accept?
Okay, I accept.
Okay. Does anybody else want a shot at it? No? Okay. All right. Well, all in favor of Mr. Bagley being vice chair again? Indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. It's unanimous?
Unanimous.
Mr. Bagley is in there again.
Congratulations, Chair and Vice Chair.
Here, just give me a second here, trying to find my darn page.
Travis, I think this...
Is it right here? Is it just the minutes?
Page 10 in the packet.
Page 10.
Is the okay. Agenda.
All right. There's no appearance this evening. Nobody's here with us. Nobody on the phone.
Yep.
Is there any announcements? Community announcements. We hear the museum's back open. All right. Anything else? Oh, okay.
Nope.
Oh, it's all right. Okay. Museum's back open. Go visit the museum. The minutes were included in your packet from the December 21st, 2023 meeting. Is there any corrections to the minutes? Okay, hearing none, we'll consider the minutes adopted for December 21st, 2023. The public hearing items, there's two of them. Resolution 2024-01 and Resolution 2024-02. There's nobody here this evening from the public, nobody on the phone. So we will skip down to new business. Again, Resolution 2024-01, a resolution approving the Planning Commission and Planning Board 2023 annual report and filing the same with the Onalaska City Council. Can I get a motion and a second to adopt Resolution 2024-01?
I'll make a motion.
Mr. Bagley is moved. Can I get a second?
Second.
Marquez seconded. Thank you. Discussion.
Okay, you have in front of you the 2023 annual report to council. Again, I think I got everybody's dates and everything on the front page correct. Going forward from there, this is, again, just your review of last year's activities for the city council. So we have notes of the vacation of Lavelle Court and the previous year's annual report under recommendations to council. Your actions and activities included a special meeting for a 40-foot cell phone tower. It was a special meeting because staff was not in town for the regular date, so we pushed it. We have a no quorum, which created another special meeting from May into June, and basically on the same item. Conditional use permit for Starlink dishes up where the old Optumera dish used to be. In October, a resolution came back for the 40-foot cell tower. We had a discussion and a new meeting in order to reapprove that at a different site from the other site, which was a different site from the original site, all the way around again. And then retroactive approval for lumber and building material storage and sales at Alaska Ship Supply. There are two preliminary plats and two final plats that were approved. We had the postponement of the Parkside Estates when it was applied for in December for final plat, but there were issues there, so we turned it back to them to finish up all of their planning and drawing and everything before they could go to final. That way it didn't get denied. We had the preliminary approval of Peripsarin subdivision with the final approval of Parkside Estates in June. The preliminary and final approvals of the clinic parcel combination and vacation of Lavelle Court.
Hey, Thomas, do you mind if I cut in for a sec?
Go ahead.
Can you just, I'm trying to understand the number of plats and that we approved and the number in the table. So it says four were considered or reviewed, three were granted, approved, or formally recommended. Which was the one that wasn't formally recommended, or is that the postponed one?
So it starts with reviewed. Considered or reviewed, and then the second number is formally recommended or approved or granted. And that comes to, we had one for Parkside the first go around, one for Peresurin, one for Parkside the second time, and one for, oh, looks like we actually have maybe five there.
Or is it the, I'm talking through this because I'm just trying to understand myself, but is it, we're counting like the preliminary and the final for the clinic as that is one plat that's being approved in that three?
No, so yes, what's been approved is the three is Perevzerin,
Parkside
and the clinic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry for that diversion. I was a little confused, so.
Right.
So just to be clear, you're looking at the four and three on the table there for plats?
Yeah, was just trying to figure like how that connects with the...
But you know what? If you're asking that question, we can definitely rearrange that so that it is more clear. So we would make that two for the health plat, two for Parkside Estates, and one for Perev Zern, so that would make it 5 and 4.
I'm not sure that's any more clear. I think I might be the only confused person here, so if you guys are okay with that, we can...
Well, just to follow through with it, so the 4 and 3, so we didn't approve one of them? Is
one
that...
was a postponement.
That was the first one that was postponed where Parkside Estates was not at a point where it could be approved. It hadn't met its obligations under your preliminary approval in order to go to final yet. But the applicant had brought it forward, so we needed to do something. We have a ticking clock on it.
Okay.
So that's why we chose to postpone it.
Like 30 days or something, I think.
And that's why the numbers reflect that, then?
That's why the numbers reflect one extra review.
That's... Seems fine to me, if you guys don't have a problem with it.
I think
you're correct. I think we need to make that 5 and 4. If we're going.
So under plotting board actions, it says we approved 2 prelims and 2 finals. Is that?
That's how I counted it. I was not counting the postponement as a approval or denial or a recommend. I counted that as that final supposed to go along with.
Okay.
The June meeting. If you prefer, account it a different way. Absolutely, we can make that change.
Okay. Sorry, I'm not trying to drag. Trying to understand myself.
But like I said, if you're having that question, City Council may have that question as well.
Yeah. They might.
So this is the time to make those changes.
Just. I'm not going to be here, by the way, for when they review this. So it looks like it might be you.
Why do I present. Have to do this every year?
Well, I'm sorry. I had to do it, and I wasn't prepared to answer the question that was asked me. I did it over the phone. It kind of got me. It wasn't the report on the ones that we denied, and I couldn't remember the 3 that we had denied. And
I
know, so,
but I did the one last year.
Oh, was it last year? A year before I did one. Hopefully, in the report, they'll have the denials so they can see that. But. You'll be okay.
Okay. You should have just ran through the chair.
We'll help you.
The only person that's there is Thomas.
So just to understand, then, if there was five plats presented and then 4 were approved, is that what we're talking about now?
Yeah, so what we're doing is we're making the adjustment that there were, and I'm going to zoom this out so we can actually see all of the little boxes. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I know that's kind of small. That's just as far as it went. So I got 5 pictures there. So we're going to change that to 5 reviews and then 4 that were actually approved. And I'm going to update the text box at the top of that section as well to reflect that. Approved 2 preliminary and 2 final plats. And I'm gonna fix it. How do I?
So we did the preliminary on NK's lot already. So this will be the final on that for this year's, right?
Right. The NK's is a little weird because we approved the prelim on the year of this report.
Okay.
The final's being approved now.
Right. Okay. Commissioners, do you have any questions, comments on anything else in here?
Okay, so now on that first page 5 of 9, or it's your packet page
16's got the box that shows the summary, basically.
Okay. So on packet page 16, the summary now says 5-4 to match the specifics of that. Now you have 5 boxes. And then in the text on 17, it now says referred one final plat and approved two preliminary and two final plats in 2023.
Okay, so should we make a motion to amend this, or can we just go through it and then now we've done this together and
let's approve make sure it we don't have amended. Any other changes, and then we'll do a motion to amend at the end,
okay,
including any and all other changes, and then we'll come back around to do a final approval.
Okay. All right. Staff, is there any other items you wanted to touch on there on this?
We'll scroll down. So summary of appeals and case actions: that cell tower created one appeal to City Council plus one review of that when City Council and everyone all realized we approved the cell tower within fall distance of a road, a right-of-way, so we had to jimmy that back into a third, fourth location for that cell tower, which was approved. The City Council found zero facts that would have overturned the Planning Commission decision in the first place, so that's reflected in there. There was a work session as well that was included when we discussed if we wanted the resolution to come back to the Planning Commission for that because of the letter from OC. Going down into department activities.
I've got a question.
Oh, yep, go ahead.
So, but the way the wordage is, it's they're saying that the City Council found that there wasn't enough fall room on that tower.
The attorney
found that there wasn't enough.
To the road, yeah.
Oh, to the road.
Yeah, to Bjorka Drive, I guess. Apparently, we're not the only ones that missed it, because I think there was a bunch of people
that looked at this. So what happened then? Did they move that tower? They moved it again?
Yeah, it was a pretty confusing situation. Oh, so really? We presented the appeal to City Council, kind of as you heard it.
Right.
After we do that, then the city attorney, the council makes their decision, expresses it to the attorney. The attorney drafts their findings of facts and conclusions of law, which is pretty much just a write-up of why we're making this decision, what the basis is. While he was doing that, he realized that the tower, while it is outside the fall radius of the neighboring homes. Property owners, is within the fall radius of Bjorka Drive, just by about 5 feet or so. It's pretty minor.
Right.
So we can't, you know, we apply our standards, but same to the city as to like neighboring property owners, so we had to move it a little bit. Thankfully, there was room on the lot as Planning Commission approved the lot to move that tower over a few feet to make it fit on everything. OC was okay with it. Optimera was fine with it. And ultimately, City Council was fine with that. Okay. Adding that as a... So making the same decision, but adding that as a condition to their findings of fact that it has to be outside the fall radius of the road. So kind of convoluted situation, but all turned out okay.
Okay.
I will admit, I'm a little embarrassed that we didn't catch that. But I also feel better knowing that there was a whole bunch of people that looked at it before our attorneys caught it. So
we are all embarrassed. Yeah,
it managed to get through two sitting boards and like six different staff members.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that happened. But, you know, I'm glad it panned out, and it's why the attorneys make big bucks. So should we maybe take a couple minutes here?
We can still go through the discussion.
Okay, all right.
This one is a little bit more in-depth than the historic preservation meeting. You've got our activities for the year, just a summary of several tideland leases. A GPS station went from a 5-year lease to a 25-year lease, which was a big deal for us. We don't have to keep doing it over and over and over again. So we're real excited about that. Community support grants, there were 8 of them for the year, and there are, again, 8 for this coming year. Code enforcement's continuing and ongoing at 176 through 180 Chernofsky, or the Tran Triplex. That has been settled in favor of the city through the court. However, fines have not been collected. The issue continues to be assessed by the courts. Some efforts have been made towards clear up and removal of all of the stuff in the basement. So we're in the home stretch on that one. So that you guys are aware of what's going on there. There's rumors on a, you know, every other month somebody tells us, oh, somebody new bought the building, but nothing has materialized as far as that goes. So we're going to continue to stay on top of that one, and hopefully whoever ends up purchasing the building, we don't have to do any enforcement or anything beyond that. Keep in mind that may eventually swing back around to the Planning Commission because the triplex is currently only legally allowed to be used as a duplex. And that's a waste of a housing unit. We don't really want that. So that approval for the third unit may come back around. The grants for the Brownfields assessments is in there, mentioned in there. We are currently working on a bilateral investigation in combination with the tribe to investigate the lakes. Hopefully we'll be able to tap into some tribal money to be able to supplement the city grant and do some high definition LIDAR and bathymetry to try and figure out if there's any contamination in the lake based on World War II rumors. Finally, just a couple of items is our CMMP and our staff activities for the year. And then the goals for 2024 are pretty much the same as they usually are. We continue to strive forward on these goals, but we don't have any, we didn't have anything that was really especially detailed for moving forward. So if the commission has any goals that they wanted to add or update.
Got a question. A couple questions, actually. Are we still looking for a GIS person? Or is that position being closed?
We're still looking for that position. Okay. We're trying to change it a little bit, partly because I'm here and can do some of that GIS work. Mm-hmm. So we're looking to turn that position into more of a combination planning technician, GIS technician. So someone's so got some GIS skills, but a little more on the planning side. It's just where our needs are right now.
Mm. Okay. The other thing, just to touch back on the that house up there, Chernofsky Drive there. Will the new owner, would those fines pass on to the new owner, or how would that work out? And then if the new owner acquires the house, I know the place has been modified from what we had originally approved. And, you know, the garages on the bottom are supposed to be for parking. And so I don't know. You said a triplex. So is that the part that you said has been turned into a triplex? So, I mean.
Okay. So the upstairs is three units that have been, that have two of those units have a door cut into them so that they're adjoining. And now they are a single, effectively a single unit. Part of the city and the property owner still working through this is that that door has a deadbolt and is locked from one side, so it's really still operating as two separate units, but now there's supposedly nobody living in the third unit down on the end. So it kind of comes and goes, and we're still trying to get a lockdown on that. As far as in the garages in the basement, the single room occupancies that were down there have all been ripped out. Mm. The bathroom that's in there is still there, but it is in a state of unusability. I mean, somebody could put the sink back together and conceivably use it, but right now it's not usable on a day-to-day basis.
We'll gotcha. I was more just concerned with the compliance as far as what we originally approved for right. for that structure. And I was then, just curious if, like, the new owners, if we would just immediately say, look, the building needs to be to what it was approved, or, okay, we're going to maybe you know, accept or visit, like you said, turn it into a, because we approved for a duplex before, is that what it was?
It was approved as a triplex.
Oh, it was, okay.
Yes. So we have several things going on with that. So there's the liens on there, so that when the property does get sold, those liens will kick in and the property owner, the current property owner, will have to pay those out of their whatever the purchase cost is, whatever they make off of that sale. My understanding is the IRS also has liens on that as well, or someone in the federal government does. So that's we are what the property owner ends up getting out of that when they sell it. I don't know what that's going to be. However, we get, I think, second dibs on the liens. The feds usually outrun us, so even though we were technically first. So we'll have to see how that shakes out. But those fines and everything do not go to the new property owner. The new property owner, it's going to be incumbent on them to come into the Planning Commission and reapply for three units. And that's a brand new slate. We're looking at it as it's a brand new person, it's a brand new building all the way around. That person could absolutely come in and ask for three units. They could ask for those units in the basement again. They could ask for, you know, really anything above two. That's going to be up to you guys to decide. Do you want to allow those occupancies in the garages, based on whatever plans that new person brings? So, you know, when we look at it at that point, you almost can't even look at the history of the building. You have to look at it brand new.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for that. Anybody else got any questions? Commissioners? Oh, go ahead.
On the goals for updating the comprehensive plan, is that something we... The comprehensive plan goes for many years, like 10 years or something?
10 years, typically.
Okay. And so that's something we'd accomplish during 2024, potentially? Have approved by the end of, or could be in a month?
I don't have a specific plan for that yet.
Okay.
It is definitely on our radar, and I know it needs to be done.
Okay, thank you. I was just curious.
We're a few years into
it. Sounds like a big job.
2020 comp plan. So it needs to be done.
And it sounds like a big job. Like it's going to take a lot of work. Yeah. Okay. I was just curious. Thank you.
Did you have more, Thomas? Sorry, I know we've been kind of interrupting with questions as you go, but
no, absolutely. That's what we're here for. Nope, you guys are good to whatever you have next.
Okay. Again, any questions, comments on any of this?
I have.
Good, you got to the mic. There you go.
I thought it was louder than the mic, but I have a question. You know the unit that you're talking about over there, the Nguyen or whatever their last name, the building? The guy that's just buying it, he said there was a lot of work to be done to it, you know, because it wasn't quite built right, you know. So he said he had to do a lot of work over there. And he was talking about turning the garages into apartments. I said, don't you do that until you go talk to planning and zoning, because the whole idea of having garages to keep the vehicles off the main road, because if the plows, the graders go by and your vehicle get damaged, you can't sue the city, you know. You're doing it at your own risk, like everybody else. And he said, go talk to Thomas and them, because they'll tell you how it's supposed to be.
They'll tell you what happened to the last guy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Don't make changes until you go talk to planning and zoning, because it was all approved when it was built.
Caroline set in their street. Trouble. That's good. That's good. Yeah. We don't want that again. I know if I could rewind myself, we gave them an inch and they took a mile. So, all right. Well, if there's no further questions or comments, staff, nothing else?
None for me.
So can I get a motion and a second for the amendment on Resolution 2024-01? or I guess we to amend the stats, the plat stats.
I make a motion.
It's been moved.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded by commissioners. Okay, we've already amended this thing. We show now there was five plats and four were approved. Is that correct?
That is correct. We've changed it to five plats to include the looking at Parkside Estates twice, effectively.
Okay. All right. Any questions or comments on that amendment? Okay, hearing none, all in favor of the amendment, just indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Okay, the amendment passes unanimously. Okay, back to the resolution. We already have a motion and second, so any more discussion on the resolution? 2024-01. Hearing none, all in favor of approving the resolution as amended 2024-01, indicate by saying aye.
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 Motion is approved. Our resolution is approved. Thank you. Okay, second item this evening under new business is resolution 2024-02, a resolution approving a final plat of, I'm sorry, I always screw up NK's last name. How do you say it?
Perevzerin.
Okay. Perevzerin, oh gosh, it's terrible. Subdivision, a resubdivision of lot 3, Holly subdivision, plat 95-13. Can I get a motion and a second to adopt this resolution?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded, thank you. Discussion.
Okay, so in front of you, you have the final approval plat for Perevzerin subdivision. In the last plat, you were basically looking at what you have up here on the screen. The reason why it took so long to get back to you is because we had to go back and forth a couple of times with the surveyor to clear up a couple of things. As you can see, there's even like an electro-penciled little section over here that was erased off of what he printed the first time around. So this is just going back and forth with the surveyor to make sure we have a clean copy. Took a while. Now, you have a access and utility easement that is servicing lot 3B from the front, and we have the conditions associated with it. What you're seeing in the conditions here is just reminders or enforcement that the parking from one lot should not interfere with the other. The shipping container that's there must confirm to setbacks if kept. The garage on lot 3B shall be maintained for parking, and for the final plat, a closure report shall be submitted along with electronic versions of the final plat. So ultimately, items 1 through 3 are just reaffirmations of what was there for the preliminary. That is just strengthening your position. Item number 4, we need to have that closure report in hand before we can sign the plat and move forward. So we're going to be getting on the surveyor to do that. Again, this is one of those things that we ask for every time. This surveyor in particular, we may or may not get it. Is the reality of it. So we're going to be hammering on this. We're going to continue to hammer on this. And if the plat's going to expire, it's going to expire. We are no longer playing this game. We already hammered on it for Parkside Estates, and that's going to be our process moving forward. And then the electronic versions, we do have the Mylar. We will be continuing to attempt to hammer on that one. That's just one of those. Sagacer is and does what Sagacer does. I don't think in the entire time I've been here I've ever gotten a electronic copy.